there isn't.
You didn't even look.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't even twitch.
I know there is no one there.
How do you know if you don't look?
Because there wasn't last night, or the night before, or the night before that. Now go back to sleep.
But...
No, Bonnie.
You're still there.
Look, no one here. Satisfied?
Where did he go? He must be under the bed or...
No, Bonnie, there is no one under the bed, or in the wardrobe, or behind the curtains, or anywhere else for that matter.
Where are you going?
Bathroom, okay?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Are you angry?
No, Bonnie, I'm not angry. I love being woken up in the middle of the night for no reason. Again. And it's not like I have to be at work early in the morning, so why on earth would I be angry?
I'm sorry.
So you said.
It's just...
I'm turning the light off again now, okay?
Okay. Still there.
Ah, there's no one.
But there is, in the dark.
Look, what is this all about? There's no one here. Trust me.
But you need to trust me. Trust your other senses.
Yes, my love, I know. But right now it's in the middle of the night and we need to sleep.
I can't with him watching.
How do you even know it is a he?
I just do.
I think perhaps... Maybe you need to, you know, talk to someone about this.
I'm talking to you.
You know what I mean.
What? You think I'm crazy?
No, of course not, but, well, you've been fine and now suddenly something is upsetting you.
Yes, him!
Okay, stay calm. Let's be rational about this. You trust me that there is no one here.
I trust that you believe that.
But even if there was...
If?
Even if there was... What is there to say that he means you any harm? He could be a friend, a watcher, your guardian angel even.
Now you're making fun of me.
No, I just want you to sleep.
I'm a little old for fairy stories though, don't you think? I'm blind, not 5.
Exactly. So don't you think it's time to let go of the bogeyman?
I know it doesn't make any sense.
There you go then. So you're going to be okay?
I can't believe you don't believe me. You are so obsessed with trusting only the things you can see.
That is spectacularly unfair. Just because I don't believe psychic mumbo-jumbo.
Or spiritualists and palm readers. That's all rubbish. Preying on people, people keen, desperate even to be shown that there is more out there than this shitty world.
Oh, well then.
I mean trusting your other senses. How many times have you thought you heard something and just, well, ignored it? Or felt something on your shoulder only to find nothing there? You trust what you see over everything else. It's not your fault.
Oh, thanks.
I just wish that people would wake up sometimes, open their eyes.
So that's what this is all about.
What?
You resent the fact that I can see.
What? That is such crap! Such an easy out for you. Next thing you'll be telling me that it's all because of something my father said while I was still a baby, in the womb even.
Look, can we have this conversation in the morning, weird invisible stranger in the room or not? I need sleep.
When I was little... My mum used to leave a nightlight on in my room, so she could see her way round, I guess. But if she didn't switch it on, I would know. I've been blind since birth, but I would know. I needed that nightlight on to get to sleep.
And you kept it on even after she, you know...
You can say died.
After she died and you recovered, you've told me. I think you forget sometimes that I know you. Every inch of you.
Really?
Every last... inch.
Oh, Sam.
Aha! I even know how to make you smile.
I love you. Where are you going?
Here's a tissue. I'm just going downstairs and get you a glass of water and then sleep, okay?
Okay.
Hello, Bonnie.
Sam!
Just coming.
Come, Bonnie.
I knew you were there.
Of course, it's time.
Time, but...
Time to come with me.
But I've had no warning. I'm not ready.
You've had warning.
Please, just a little longer.
No. You've had the extra years your mother bought. It's now.
Bonnie? Bonnie, where are you now? Bonnie?